space pirates. We be the architects of entropy, and this be season 2, episode 15. Yeah, right?
Yeah, let's keep that one.
All right. Yes. Great. Okay.
Every time. You got to do that every time.
Well, I was thinking of what would be appropriate. And I don't know why I even had to think, considering what you will likely be dealing with. So, well, first of all, just want to welcome back Scott. You've been away for a little while.
Yeah.
How is everything on your end of the world?
Oh, I'm great. I'm super sick, apparently. So this will be a good one. So if I go silent, you know, an hour into that, I've just passed out. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
It's fine. But yeah, so it'll be good. We'll see how long the voice lasts.
Great. And MJ made their debut on the last episode as the other half of the Zemgus equation or whatever. I don't know. Whatever we're calling it. Entangled.
Yeah, being. I like that. The Zemgus equation. I'm the worst half.
You're the Zemgus equation was my favorite classic Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, that was the one with the translucent tinfoil people, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of them.
Yeah. So John and Jilly are here.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I am really, really afraid you're going to ask that. No, I'm good. It's been a weird couple months, but we are now in the new year. Obviously, you know, you who are listening to this are well into 2024, but it's just started. And so far, it's fine. But hey, on that note, I'm going to do the briefest of recaps since the last episode was a downtime episode. And are the crew of the Steadfast, as they are now, Tristan, Remy, and Cal, who is standing where Zemgus stood before, spent a lot of their time kind of recovering from the grievous injuries. They took, as the Steadfast was briefly the plaything of a insane AI. But you have finished that. You have been paid, and you have recovered stress and harm, and you have all met back at the Silent Alarm, where you guys took some opportunity in the generally stress-free setting to ask Cal a million questions about what happened to Zemgus. Cal saying, I don't know who or what that is still and what happened. But it's become obvious to you that one way or another, these two beings are sharing a corporeal form. Whether or not Zemgus will come back or maybe some other person will join in this, it is unknown. Remy did put out some kind of mystical theories from their experience living amongst warp cultists. That probably your best guess of right now is some crazy warp stuff. The one thing that is clear is this artifact weapon that Zemgus uses is basically just locked on Cal's arm with the and he is not able to, you know, remove it or move it or anything. So that has something to do with it. Who knows? But guys did have a brief interaction with a pirate that ended our last episode. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to rewind that situation just a little bit. The results will be the same. But once the offer is actually made, your last crew member will be with you. So I'm going to bring us back to Dr. Cheever Mormo, who has been absent for some time. You chose to eject yourself from the ATE job with the discovery of the presence of a former colleague, Dr. Renee Ferris. She was a chief data architect on Project Myrmidon and not your biggest fan. You ducked out at Blue Sky Station. And then what happened?
I was there and, you know, I don't like to spend money, so I needed to earn some walking around money. And like a lot of stations, they have a vermin problem. So I was helping out with the vermin problem. A lot of the cats they imported to deal with this problem were you know, getting sick from, you know, the bad diet and stuff. So there are now a lot of cybernetic cats viciously exterminating vermin and small pets everywhere on this station. And that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Alrighty. So
they will probably in a dozen years become a threat to the humans on the station. But at the moment,
yeah,
they're just very aggressive pest control.
Okay. Fantastic. Yes. Yeah. And I will remind everyone here that the good doctor is a cyberneticist, and there are cybernetics rules in this game, and they're, like everything else, pretty loosey goosey and, surprisingly easy to work with. So, you know, if you want to get cybered up, I think you can do it temporarily or permanently. It's pretty, you know, we'll just navigate it if and when it comes up. So at some point in your brief pest control assistance on Blue Sky Station, you will get some information from your, Grib Shakes is a tech fence that is a contact of yours. Mm-hmm. And he is going to reach out to you once he kind of figures out where you are and just to, and, Doc.
Yes, what do I have the pleasure, Grip?
Hey, I heard you were on the station, so I thought I'd look you up. Last I heard, you had, been crewing with this, freighter, the Steadfast?
Sure.
right, well, I just wanted to let you know that there's been a little bit of, chatter in the backlogs of the corporate net, about something involving that ship and some kind of a situation on the hill. Didn't know if you knew anything more about it.
I can tell you that I know at the moment, I know a lot more about cat physiology than I used to, but probably not enough for what I'm doing. But I don't know what about their current activities are. I'm kind of on loan to the station. Are they dead? Because I got to get a ride out of here if they're dead.
No, from what I understand, the Cayman system, pretty hot, crash-landed on the Hill 687 near an ATE facility, but supposedly whatever business they had, they concluded, and I think they went back to wherever they usually hang out. I heard you were on the station, so just thought I'd let you know that...
My ride's not coming back for me. Okay. Probably wise for them to not come back here.
Yeah.
Mouser, leave the cables alone! Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Well, I do appreciate the looking out for me. Thank you so much for that. I will
all right.
Book some passage.
All right. You got an extra one of them cats laying around? You know, the ones you fixed up?
Yeah. There's one laying right here.
Sure. I know a guy who might be interested in one of them.
All right. Well, he's chewed through a power cable. Let me get you a different one. But yes, we can do that.
All right. Yeah. No problem. I'll catch up to you before you take off.
All right. Yeah. Let me know where to send it.
Will do. All right, Doc.
All right. Thanks again, Greg.
Yep. So they are back on Swampfoot.
All right. Well, I will go about booking passage on what I can only assume is the dingiest freighter possible. Hopefully we'll get a direct flight, but I'm going to guess it's going to be... You know, one to here to there kind of a deal. And should be in a real good mood when I get off. So no problem.
So you get off at the Swampfoot spaceport.
Fucking Frontier Airlines bullshit. This is
it is.
Stand the whole way.
Yeah, your cubby hole in the livestock section of the cargo hold is like a palace compared to the little, you know, coffin berth you were given. Which gives you almost enough room to lay down and almost enough headroom to sit up. So it's kind of like being in a tiger cage for, you know, a couple weeks. But you make it with the help of whatever drugs keep you in you know, somewhat less conscious condition. You make your way to the silent alarm. Sure enough, it's pretty much the same place that you have always seen. It's dark and smoky and there's, you know, innocuous music playing in the background loud enough to shield the ears from whatever voices or whatever dark dealings are going on in the various tables and booths. When you come into view, Sylvia will give you a nod and then she will flick her tongue in the direction of a booth where presumably your compatriots are sitting.
After quickly figuring out that she's not making a pass at me, I will make my way over there.
Okay. Well, she wasn't not making a pass at you. You know,
Oh, she's invited to the orgy when we have a big celebration. It's just not yet.
Yeah. No. She'll know. You get over to the booth and you will see pretty much who you expect. You see Tristan there and Remy, and you see Zero, but Zero's cowl is down, and then you realize that the face looks different yet similar. There's kind of a translucent quality to the skin that was not there before. Your eyes again, Cal.
They're bright sea green.
That color was not evident. And they are, well, what are you wearing now that you're not in Zemgus gear?
Oh yeah, so I have a white sort of A-line sleeveless t-shirt, very tight black, probably a latexy sort of pants, and there's a sort of skirt thing that goes around the back, just the back, though very, very short. And it's got like studs on it, high boots, and lots of leathering sort of bondage-y type harness stuff, and lots of weapons.
That's what you see. So,
well, I heard you guys got into a bit of a scrape, but you're all pale and hardy, and I'll look at formerly Zemgus and go, when you die, please, please promise I can have your brain, because this is fascinating.
Hey, how's it going?
Relatively well. A little more rumpled than usual, but surviving.
I don't plan to die anytime soon, but, you know, maybe if we make some kind of deal, you can have me brain.
It's generally not a planned thing, but yeah, certainly. I mean, the offer stands for all of you, and if any of you would, you know, have any specific plans for your brains, let me know.
No, you can't have it.
No. We're going to go with a no.
I'm going to keep myself entirely intact and just sort of let myself turn into space dust.
Yeah. Seems wasteful, but okay. I can respect that.
Yeah. Dr. Momo, can I introduce Cal?
Cheers. Cal.
Try to remember that.
It's not that hard. It's like three letters.
Should I ask? You know what? I don't want to know. We'll find out. That's great. Pleased to meet you, Cal.
Yeah, you too. I've heard quite a bit about you, so it's good to meet you. Have a drink.
Absolutely.
Cal, this is Dr. Momo, our resident Stitch.
Seems about right, yeah.
Yeah, don't let them bring you your brain. And any sort of syringe he wants to give you, think twice.
Hurtful, but okay.
So, hey, we all lived.
Yeah, we did. We lived, and...
the worst AI is gone.
Did you know that there was an AI involved that was the reincarnation of a mining magnet?
No, that sounds amazing. I would have absolutely come if I knew.
I mean, it was, except that it turned out to be sort of like a violent man-baby thing.
Yeah, mining magnet, yeah.
I mean, sure, but what it seemed to want to do with its life is take over ships and pilot them straight into the ground.
It was really awful.
Sounds great. I mean, I can understand why you wouldn't want to be on the ship that's doing, but it's fascinating. It sounds fascinating. Do we have any logs of this? I would like to study them.
Does our ship take logs? I mean, is that a
thing? Yeah, sure, why not? Probably not super, you know, detailed, but, you know, there's some data I'm sure you could have. You go into the, you know, whatever computer system of the ship, you'll see a lot of nightmare.
It is a boombox.
There's also a lot of things have been also pulled out and kind of hacked back together again. And it's chips a little bit banged up. Certainly functional. It's going to need a little loving at some point. But I think everyone's bodies needed a little bit more loving than the ship did at the time. So so there's probably, you'll probably smell that antiseptic smell of recent applications of med packs or whatever. You know, that, and they have that look of, you know, there probably are some bruises that are going, you know, that are in the status of going away, maybe a little scar or two, but everyone seems healthy.
Some from the actual, you know, adventure and some from the after effects.
Yeah.
Look at some of them. Oh, geez, we should really get you to a doctor. Oh, yeah, that's right. Should look at that later.
And we met Kale.
Yeah.
Formerly Zemgus.
Yes. That's what they say, anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't think about it too much.
No, I really don't, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was what we did. What'd you do?
Vermin extermination. And maybe unleashed a menace onto the power supply of the... They chew through the cables for some reason. I don't know if that's a cat thing or just a... They seek the power. I don't know what that... It's good. It was fine. I got a little bit of walking around money.
They
it was
put
fine.
Foil tape on all the all the cables. They should be fine.
Yeah. It'll be good.
They have on my video cables. Because certain cat likes to chew on them. Anyway, so yeah, very timely. So at this point. Is when a gentleman who is very, very obviously a pirate, as described previously, I will not re-describe him because I'll probably get it all wrong, but appears briefly at your table, drops a data pad down on the table, says, "This is for you," and then turns around and walks off.
Well, hello to you too. Goodbye.
Bye, Zemgus.
And as you are kind of shaking off that brief interaction, the datapad springs to life, and the face of a, person in a metallic wolf face mask, some black hair coming out of the back. This is strange, to be sure.
Like a full wolf's head face mask, or like...
Well, it's like a metal mask in the shape of a wolf.
Okay.
That is most likely there to conceal the true identity of this person.
Steadfast, this is Captain Rain. I have a job for you.
Now, Captain Rain is the captain of the Star Wolf and the most notorious pirate in this sector. He has no allegiance or preferred targets, can strike anyone anywhere. No one knows his true aims, but he is a very successful pirate and revered by pirates everywhere. No description of him ever matches another. The only thing that is known about Captain Rain's motivation is that he claims to be guided by destiny.
The Transport Guild Highliner Worthington will be hitting the Iamora sector in one standard rotation. There's something on it I need, and I would like you to get it for me. I don't care how you do it, but it must not be traced back to me in any way. This may seem unusual for someone in my business with my reputation, but that is precisely the point. The job pays 8 cred or trade.
And at this point, I'm going to introduce kind of a new thing as far as payouts for these. I have no idea how long this particular campaign will be, and I like the idea of you being able to, you know, upgrade your ship as opposed to just, you know, waiting for a XP tracker to fill up. If we can work out a way that maybe a payment for a job can be paid in part with the ship upgrades, anything beyond special abilities and raising of crew quality. But we'll deal with that at the payoff, but I'm just throwing that out there as a thing that I've been thinking about.
8 cred a trade? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot more than we've been paid before, but it does...
Except for the last job.
How much did we get paid for the last job?
We got 7 for the last job. We're moving up.
I think Mortel offered you 8.
Mortel offered us 9.
Did they offer you 9? Yeah, they offered you
a ludicrous amount of money. They absolutely did.
I'm sure you would have gotten it.
Oh, absolutely.
I
trust
them
wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
So, I say,
if you are interested in pursuing this opportunity, I have given you coordinates to my present location. I trust that you will not share this information with anyone.
Whew.
And the data pad goes blank.
Also, guys, free data pad. So, you know.
Those things are, you know.
And then the data pad smokes and melts into the table. No, you can have it down.
Oh, we didn't download the coordinates. You know. Crappy Kindle Fire, what the hell?
What happens when you pay one cred for a tablet, I guess?
You know, we can edit that out if Amazon wants to sponsor us. I'm just saying. We are totally for sale.
100%.
Yeah.
I will gladly take that, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But I will take my sponsorship, actually. It's space tourism.
You sure?
You think I'm letting you go up on a SpaceX flight? You're
not a SpaceX flight.
No, this would be a Blue Dragon flight. It's like SpaceX, but much less successful.
Yeah, that's a no from me, dog.
Yeah, you don't want to wind up like William Shatner, have an existential crisis.
I have that without going into space.
It's kind of sad that he went into space and it just made him super depressed. I'm just like, well, only someone with an ego, but William Shatner, could realize the nothingness, the void of nothingness, would just make him feel completely small and worthless. Or he could have just given George Takei a phone call. Hey!
Oh my.
We are starting today.
Oh my. I can't be the first one who made that joke, but anyway. So, you have presumably been given coordinates to the Space Wolf. I keep wanting to call the Space Wolf. That's such a stupid name. The Star Wolf.
we all hit a home run with Star Wolf, but Space Wolf is...
Star Wolf at least sounds slightly better than Space Wolf.
Hey, Space Wolf sounds like the next generation of Air Wolf, and I'm here for that.
I'm pretty sure Space Wolf was a hero in a bad 3D movie in the 80s. For that year and a half where 3D was going to be big again, I'm pretty sure Space Wolf was a... Pretty sure I paid full price to see that in the theater at some point. Anyway.
I feel like there was a bit of an insult in there. Am I wrong?
Just a little bit. I mean,
that rubs me the wrong way.
So we don't want to actually work for a pirate, right?
Oh, we're going to work for a pirate.
Why are we going to work for a pirate? They're awful.
No. Okay. Muffin, calm down.
Yeah, you're right. We should just work with nice people, like corporations.
Yeah, right. Muffin, calm down. If you listen to what he said, he needs us for a job, basically getting, you know, taking something that doesn't belong to him and giving it back to him. Now think of what kind of goods a pirate wouldn't want to be involved in. Nice goods!
I think that's bullshit. Pirates like any goods that'll make them money.
Well then, honey, that's all I sling is bullshit. That's sort of my great talent. So...
Yeah, but that is also not necessarily the standard MO of Captain Rain.
Yeah.
Captain Rain is certainly not, you know, what you would say is nice, but his reputation is strange and mysterious and, like, he will go after a target, but not necessarily in a way you'd expect. Like, you know, you make... It's of course nothing's coming to mind right now because my brain is a pile of mush, but
sometimes you have to tell the muffin things.
Mm-hmm.
that aren't necessarily
accurate. I thought I was croissant now. Croissant,
oh god, yeah, are we going croissant. With that now? Oh, are you I'm croissant so- now?
I'm sorry, croissant.
So this pirate, Pat, how many trade union family ships has he hit?
And has he hit muffins, croissants?
To your recollection, since you've been here, you've not heard of him directly attacking a transport guild long-haul ship like this. Certainly pirates have, but these ships are so big and so, you know, critical to everything kind of moving that pirates are tendency to avoid them.
Okay.
The way it works with these things is that these highliners, your family ship was essentially like one of them. They are, you know, they are ships that travel between sectors and take on cargo and sometimes passengers as well. And they are the kind of the main way that trade is done between sectors in the League. These ships are so big that they are constructed in space and they do not leave space. They do not even enter atmosphere because they're so big that them entering atmosphere can be a problem. Unless the ship has, no space or air travel, because they just take up so much space. So how it works is generally they're accessed by smaller ships who bring stuff up and take stuff down. And they will show up at certain points in the sector to conduct this loading and unloading. It's a big deal, but there's also just like a million moving pieces. Once the Highlander hits port, there's just a lot going on. There's a ridiculous amount of logistics. So I'll leave it at that, because any more than that's gonna comprise information gathering. But that's stuff, Tristan, that you would know anyways, just because that's your background.
All right. I mean, depends on what it is we have to steal, right?
And we won't find out until we go.
And I don't see anybody else lining up here to pay us this much cred. So I'm in.
Crystal, as pirates go, rain's not a bad blow, really. I'm in.
All right, I'm willing to at least hear him out.
Aw, there's the bait good.
Alrighty, so if you are ready, you follow the coordinates to a spot. It is still within the Terang system, which is where you are. It's a few hours of sublight travel outside of Wenya. And you hit the coordinates you've been given, you will see a whole bunch of ships of various shapes and sizes. But at the head of this fleet is a large frigate. So this is a pretty big ship. So it's like a mid-sized capital ship. And what does a Star Wolf look like? I know Scott kind of was creator, but I feel like MJ might have a little bit of ownership on this as well.
I got to start on it, MJ, if you you want to jump in and tag in when you get something. I think it's like an older model, so they didn't, Captain Rain didn't steal like a state-of-the-art brand new frigate. He grabbed, like an older one that was in the Iamora system when they, like started introducing the new models of frigates, and he got a hold of this one, but it's the old model, maybe doesn't have all the bells and whistles of the new one, but it's like a tank, it's sturdy, it's fast, it's a very utilitarian ship. It has kind of classic lines to it that the newer, the ships look a little more sleek and modern, and this is kind of the A-10 Warthog of capital ships. Kind of all business, kind of a thing, but still. And it's, I assume then there are like, oh, okay, and these are the lines, and that should be where the, and oh wow, there's like extra stuff put on it because it has been modified with an inch of its life to give it some extra speed and maneuverability and all the extra things that pirates need. And it's it's a pirate vessel, so they it's upgunned. It's got extra weapons bristling off of it to be more intimidating and to convince people that they shouldn't get into a fight with it and surrender. And it's got extra, like every available space is cargo or crew, because you have extra crew so that if you have to board, you can send a bunch of people over and overwhelm any defenders. And it's very piratey in that regard.
Yeah, I was thinking modifications, definitely some aesthetic to make it a little more quirky, and then some very functional to make it more of a warship or whatever a pirate would need. But I definitely think there are some aesthetic modifications that sort of encompass the quirkiness of Captain Rain and his crew.
Yeah, it's definitely got a spoiler on it. Doesn't do anything, but it looks cool.
Exactly.
The whole thing sort of looks like a modified wolf's head. You got the two spoilers, his ears coming off, and then like the long snout. It's got teeth painted on it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely got teeth. Oh,
exactly.
Okay. Once you get in within sight of the fleet, you are hailed.
Steadfast.
Good morning.
You have the honor of being welcomed by the fleet, Captain Ray.
We sure do.
Follow the coordinates to Hangar Bay 4.
And you are directed to the hangar bay on the aft port side of the ship. There are a number of these. This is basically where fighters would be deployed, and shuttles, that kind of thing. And as you get, you know, within a certain distance, that's when the like kind of automated landing systems kick in, and your ship's computer and their computer just interface, and then it will just kind of take control of your ship and bring it into a bay and spot. As you pull into this bay, there are a dearth of small fighter craft of various shapes and sizes that are in all states of, you know, readiness or repair. And there are a whole bunch of piratey folk working on these ships, keeping them up to snuff and decorated in appropriate ways. The only real commonality between them is there is a wolf's head emblem that is prominently displayed as, you know, the flag of the Star Wolf fleet. And as you exit the ship, you are met by a slight, short female human in a very nondescript, casual kind of outfit, like not very adorned. You definitely kind of get a sense that this is, you know, somebody maybe on some kind of administrative level here or something. It doesn't stick out as much, but doesn't really fit in. Or she does have a wolf's head sigil on her jacket. Then you get close, you kind of notice that there are symmetrical scarring on her face that jumps out at you right away, Doc, that she has definitely been altered cybernetically, and you can kind of see the seams. From far away, you don't notice, but up close, you can tell that she's had some kind of probably headwear installed. And she is standing there. She has a data pad. She looks, yes, welcome. I am Mina. Please follow me. And you follow her. She will lead you to an elevator and then begin to just lead you through corridors, winding ever upward towards the command center of this vessel. It is surprisingly clean in here, but you get the sense that this is an older vessel, so it's showing signs of age, but unlike what you might be used to thinking of when you're, you know, thinking of space pirates or whatever, there's not just like crap laying around.
Look, this is a professional operation.
Yeah. And the more you get go towards the command center of this place, the more it seems to have been kept in a pretty decent state. You do see the wolf head sigil lots of different places, but where you might expect to see it like spray painted on the side of a wall, it's kind of a pro job logoing. And then she eventually will lead you up, and occasionally you will pass pirates coming in and out. Most of them kind of fit the mold you're used to, but you were able to kind of tell the more officer class of pirates by their attire. Is, you know, it's still as kind of eccentric as you would expect, but it is much nicer and richer looking, to the extent where there's some of them that are essentially wearing what you would kind of call a business suit, but for the, you know, customizing that is done. This operation is impressive. You get to the command deck, the doors swish open, and there are pirates at consoles and, you know, just what you might expect in a capital ship. There's all kinds of hubbub going on and people sitting and lights blinking and you know, computer displays here. There's a big vid display with holos of different places throughout the system. It's obviously a lot going on. And then at the center of this room, there is the captain's chair, which is essentially just essentially a throne, converted captain's chair like you'd see on a big flagship. But there's all this like wood embossing up and down it. And there are what looks to be like fur pelts kind of arranged around it. And sitting in the captain's chair is a slender, medium height, androgynous figure. They're not wearing any kind of mask. They have like this caramel colored skin and this long kind of flowing dark hair, handsome face, youthful, looks a lot younger than you'd expect. But, you know, just a kind of modified league fleet uniform, that has obviously probably been taken from someone, unless maybe at one point Captain Rain was an officer of the fleet. Who knows? It's nobody really knows their background, but a lot of the adornments have been replaced by different symbols. There's obviously the wolf's head symbol is as there are like two epaulets that have the wolf kind of embossed on it. And then where like pips would be on a uniform, there's like a jewel, a button, like just a plastic button. There is like a cameo like your grandma would wear. And then there's some other thing, like just various things that you kind of can't identify. But you know, from back a ways, it looks like, oh, these are officer pips. When you get up close, they're just like kind of like random things, like curios that have been just fastened to their uniform. And either they have some kind of, you're not sure if they have some kind of, like, they might have some kind of personal significance, or they might just be, you know, kind of a flippant insult to rank. It's strange. And they're also leaning back. They have one leg down. They have one leg up, just kind of sitting there.
I can only get so erect.
And at their side is what appears to be a very large canine creature. Large brown-haired, looks like an oversized dog of some kind. It is probably some kind of xeno canine species, maybe even genetically modified. You're not sure, but Rain is petting the animal and just kind of almost looks like they're having a conversation with this animal. And then, oh, hey, great, you're here.
Cat.
Impressive.
Buffett literally rolls his eyes.
I wasn't sure if you guys were going to come or not. Please, Gravel, Lewis. Get up. You're not doing anything. Just here, bring him those chairs. I have a seat. Come on. Oh, so. And then they look right at you, Remy. It's like, Hallie, Remy Moreau.
Yeah. You've done your work. Hi.
I do a little digging when I have to. I have a reputation to uphold. I need to know who I'm dealing with. And I got to say, I'm like what I'm seeing. And their eyes land on Tristan and they're like, Muffin.
Croissant now.
Are you sure about that? Croissant? Okay. I will call you Tristan. Tristan, I'm glad you're here too. This is, your expertise is going to be invaluable to this whole operation. Dr. Marmo?
I go by Dr./Gallagher now.
Okay, great. Hey, keep it loose. I like it. Heard about the cat thing on, Blue Sky Station. Weird, but...
The cat thing?
What?
Vermin eradication.
Oh.
They had a problem with the cats they imported. I fixed it for a while.
I'm sure there'll be no random chaos from that. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Yeah, it should be fine.
And Zem.
No.
Not.
Well, this is a surprise.
This is Cal.
Kristen smirks at that. Like, ha, you got something wrong.
Pleased to meet you.
I don't know you.
No, but you can.
Oh, Cal?
Cal, yeah.
All right, well, interesting. I was Oh, you're wearing like an A-shirt, right? Are you wearing like a jacket or anything, or just... So the bracelet is...
The bracelet is visible.
And then their eyes look... Fascinating.
Right? I have dibs on her brain.
Thanks.
Well, anyway, you and I... we might have some things in common. I don't know. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, the job. This is...
Yeah?
This is kind of a personal thing. Okay, so I'm going to need you guys to be cool. You see, somebody found something that I've been looking for a very long time. And they do not want to give it to me. Believe me, I have... made offers. I mean, not directly, through intermediaries, through, you know, non-boogity-boogity piratey types. I mean, I had no idea where they found it, and that's part of the reason why I want it. It's two things, really. They'll probably be in two separate containers, but they're listed under one designation on the and where did I put that? And then they just kind of go through their pockets, and they pull a piece of paper. And it has scrawled on it, Alpha 317-718-288. It is going to be held in, that's the thing. It's going to be somewhere on the ship. Don't know where.
I feel like at some point you should tell us what ship it's
in. Yeah, no, I did. It's the Worthington. The Worthington is a family ship like yours. It is run and maintained by the Worthington family, a family you're familiar with, mid-level importance to the guild. Not as old as your family ship, but, you know, pretty standard. No, it doesn't have any kind of particular reputation. So that's the ship, and it's going to be hitting the outskirts of Venture in a little bit less than a standard day at this point. So it doesn't give you a ton of time. I mean, it will be there loading and offloading for, you know, probably for a few days, and then it'll be moving on. But it's going to be closest to Arrietta. It's a water planet. The council has their base of operations on one of the islands. So there's a decent corpsec presence there. So that's where it's going to be when it hits sector. Probably thousands of ships like yours will be going to and from. So, you know, getting on it shouldn't be tricky. You just had to get on it. You got to find the cargo, take possession of it.
What is the cargo exactly?
Okay, so I really would rather...
Is the cargo volatile? Does it require special handling instructions? Is it dangerous? Is it poisonous? Does it contain venomous animals?
Is it an AI of an ancient
mind? It is organic.
Organic.
It is. They are organic.
Okay. Now, you know we're not that kind of ship that deals in people, right?
Not people. Well, I mean, you wouldn't consider them people.
That doesn't help. Doesn't help at all.
And at that point, the large beast that Rain is not petting at the moment just kind of gives a little growl.
And Remy just points to the wolf and is like,
okay, these exquisite creatures are known as the Varda. They have been hunted almost to extinction across the league. They are said to originate on ancient Earth, but over the years have been manipulated and evolved into a apex predator species that certain folks with a certain predilection hunt. The Varda have been hunted almost into extinction, and on that ship is what might be the last existing mating pair of Varda.
Oh, well, that's all you have to say. I'm an animal lover myself.
This is vastly important to me. I need you to find them, and I need you to bring them to me. I understand that you have a good reputation with the trade guild, and I do not wish to see that damaged in any way, but kind of why, Tristan, you are likely the most important person because of your experience and your background. So
you want me to use my background to help you steal something from a family ship?
You're not stealing it from the family. You're stealing it from a very, very, very horrible person. Stuff gets misplaced in transfer all the time. You know that better than anyone else. The Transport Guild is a very, very big and important part of the machine.
I know that.
Black eyes given to the Worthington family can be very, very easily dealt with.
I'm sorry. Do we know that the cargo is being taken off the ship, where it is? Like, they said it's Venture and then Arrietta. Is it getting taken off at Arrietta? Or is there another stop later where the
cargo... Being taken off in orbit of Arrietta.
All right. So that's
So it is being removed in the Arrietta system.
All right.
Who's the buyer?
I'd rather not say. Trust me. You do not...
So far, I like this job a lot, and I think we definitely should do it.
The buyer is... The buyer is a member of the Shadow Consortium. That is not public knowledge. They're an independent operator.
All right.
All right.
I can see why you wanted us.
We do make convenient cutaways, don't we?
Reality of the job, honey.
I am trusting you with the most important thing I can think of.
All right, just, you've been very forthright with us, Captain, and that is both heartening and speaks to the respect that you have for us. If we run afoul of said Shadow Consortium, are we on our own here, or can we expect some measure of protection?
If you take care of this, I will see that there is no repercussion from the Consortium. The Consortium, in this sector, they have way bigger fish to fry than you. And you, Remy, would know that the Consortium is not like the Consortium is not what it used to be. Like, they were the you know, it's kind of like, you know, they were the mob in the 60s, and now they're kind of like the mob now. You know, oh. So it's just like, oh yeah, well, you know, but
I mean, I still
no. You certainly wouldn't want to be, but it's just like they are kind of a lot of their bones are kind of being picked clean by like people like the Lancers and the Mortel that operate a lot more publicly. The Shadow Consortium, you know, just they're still pulling that we don't really exist kind of thing. While the other groups are just, you know, because you're in the system run by a corporate council, these groups are going legit. You know, in a way they're, well, you know, we can slap branding on us and do shady stuff for people who will pay us mostly over the table, but yet still under the table. You know, that's it said, they're not powerless, but they're certainly not what they used to be.
All right. Let me discuss with my crew.
Okay.
In private.
You can go back to your ship, and if it's a no, no harm, no foul, but you forget everything you've seen and heard.
Oh, absolutely.
Although that will be difficult, I must say.
Oh, trust me. Some things, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
I don't know about that.
I have secret identity. Don't tell anyone.
My name's not really Slash Gallagher, so...
Who is?
All right.
Okay. So they will let you go back to your ship.
Okay. Well, Tristan, I feel like you have the biggest concerns.
Yeah.
So all the rest of us, I think, are in. So what don't you want to do about it? And is there a way we can do it? I have an idea of how to do this. I don't know how feasible it is.
I hate that he was so personable and seemed to have such a good cause.
Yeah, I know.
Darling, that's what piracy is all about, sweetheart.
I'm sure there's something beneath it, but don't we all have that?
I like that he's paying us actual cred in a lot of it. I'm pro that.
I mean, everything on that ship is goals. That's the level of style that someday I hope to inhabit. It's just part of the piracy biz, sweetheart.
I will say, you guys are in good shape right now to do this completely by the books, where all you're going to do, all you're going to need to come up with initially,
yeah,
is your approach, essentially. How you're getting there. Once you're there, you know, that's when...
Yeah.
Flashbacks and loadouts and whatnot. So,
just to quickly lay out what I think the general plot is, and then it will go wrong and we'll have to fix it, but we have to come up with some cover to get into the system, which should be relatively easy since there's lots of freighters going in. We can just probably either fake or get a simple, like, oh, go pick up this thing that's going to be on there. You know, we can get some kind of cover to get into the system. What I suggest, and I don't know how exactly where we have to get to do this, is I think what we do is then we redirect those containers. You know, we hack the planet, you know, hacker style, and we get the containers sent to our ship and get other containers sent to that other ship. Or something else.
Right. So before we get into that, I need to know, the one thing I need to know right now, is, are you taking this job?
Well, exactly. Yep. That's what I'm trying to say. This is how I see we're doing it, so that we can convince
Muffin Croissant
to do it. I want to give him a character to do it. Like,
the least
amount of damage. It's a computer glitch. Exactly. It's not a...
Yeah, Croissant's only thing is we can't just raid the ship.
Yeah, you're going to go in guns blazing and storm the ship,
murder everyone,
take
the cargo.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us wants to murder.
I feel like you guys know
that's not entirely true, but I acquiesce.
Well,
I think
I was going to say, I think you guys know enough, you know each other enough as well to know that. But then again, so you literally just met Cal and, and well, I mean, Doc, you know, I mean.
I don't want to murder people, but I don't mind. And I wouldn't mind a body. I could use a body for some things I want to work on. But that's okay.
If a body happens, you know.
And we can take it. I mean, I don't want to be. It's not worth jeopardizing.
Don't be greedy about it. Don't be greedy about your body thievery.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's something I can do in my downtime. So, don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're accepting the job.
No need to get you guys involved.
Fair.
It's snowing.
Yeah, it's gonna get bad from money. Yeah, probably. So we're gonna go into planning an engagement. Planning an engagement music will play. I have music for everything. Music? I have flashback music. I have downtime music. I have I have music cues for everything.
Wow.
We should be listening to these. They sound great.
They sound really good. You know, I know. I understand. People don't like listening to themselves. Believe me, I have to listen to more of myself than anyone, and it's not fun.
The ones I listen to that I'm not in are good guys. So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about it.
Okay, so assault, assault is out.
Assault is absolutely out.
Mystic is out because you ain't got no mystic. So we're looking at deception, infiltration, social, or transport.
That sounds about right.
Seems like deception is the way we want to go here.
I'm thinking deception.
We want to appear legitimate, and we just want to fake.
So the detail.
I think that's the best plan. If you've got a better idea, knowing more about chips, the way this stuff works, that's the way we should go. But that's what I think is
the least sense. Like,
engaging, you know, causing trouble. I mean, there's obviously things.
I think essentially what we're going to do is we know that the Worthington is going to be sending off some of their cargo. All we need to do is change up the manifest of what they're going to transship to include this crate, misnumber the crate so that, you know, whatever this crate is becomes Beta 317 or whatever, and then route that crate to our ship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Two crates, but yeah.
Yeah, two crates.
Sounds like fun.
So that means we're going to need to probably infiltrate their port office and do some hackery.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, you want to change the information so that your ship is the one that will be receiving this cargo, and then you will go and receive the cargo and bring it back. No problem. Alrighty.
Sounds simple.
And we probably need to fake some cargo to the other ship. Because while the port will have a list of, hey, we're picking this up, but whoever's supposed to actually pick up these crates is expecting two crates. So we just need to send them a couple random crates. We have to relabel some crates.
Okay, so this might be a great opportunity for people to involve contacts. So looking at your contacts and the ship's contacts, and then I would say as far as information gathering, you have a pretty good wealth of information going in. So I would say at this point, I would use that information maybe to see how you're going to manage this. So,
okay. So we need a cover story, and we need a way that gets us into the system. And we also need a way to get to the station. So I'm sort of like, you know, a space traffic control or whatever. So I assume there's a space station that, even though they're not going to dock with that, it's like organizing like all the flight plans. Like, okay, these freighters go in, so we need to get into that. So I assume the cover story is, hey, we get here and get to dock at the station. That's what we need there. And then we'll deal with the, oh, we're allowed to go dock with the Worthington.
Right. So this infiltration point is going to be the shenanigans at the dock office is what it's going to be, it looks like.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, so any contacts you would like to try and involve in this? Because these are all things that get you more dice on the engagement roll.
Well, I have a hacker friend.
You do, you have Lenny Jones.
So that we don't have to whack out with Lenny to give us some credentials to get into the system and to dock with the station. That's what I think I will engage Lenny to do that.
Okay.
So that we'll save our hacking luck for Tristan when we get on station.
So I'm going to need to point out, I am not a hacker.
Fine. It's not a problem, man.
Like, I have one. I don't have any extra points in hacking.
You got one, though, right? So you're the hacker, buddy. I got bad news for
Look,
you.
You're on a scale of 1 to 3. So 1 is expertise.
There you go.
I know you guys are still having trouble with this whole thing, but you are the group's hacker with a one. You have something in it. You are proficient.
All right. Yes, I'm hacking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a hacker contact that you want to engage. Any other contacts would you like to engage in this? I can think of one, but I'm not going to say it.
I don't want to call any of my other people, but...
I've got an info broker, but I don't know what she'd be able to...
Your ship also has contacts, I'll remind you. It's not just what's on your sheet.
All right, let me look at the ship.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Oh, a corporate PR person.
That's Siani. You've dealt with him before. There's one you have met before on your sheet here. There's actually three you have met. Obviously, Sylvia.
Well, we have a dock master, obviously, but...
There you go. You have Tekefa, the dock master. He's a dock master.
Yeah.
Even if he's not the dock master here, as you know, he moves around lots of different places.
But could he at least give us some insight into, hey, here's what you need to know, here's where you need to go, here's what you need to do, here's all the stuff on that system, right? Like even if they're not there, they can provide the insight of, here's the procedure, because it's a corporate thing, so they're going to have the same... SOP
under contacts.
These are all your contacts. You just have one contact who you have your best relationship was with Yana.
They're a buddy.
These are all your contacts that are available to you. You just have Hiani is your preferred contact. Like on your sheets, you have a friend and a rival. They're all still contacts. Even your rivals are contacts that you can you can bring into play.
I'm not bringing a family member into this. That is a bad idea.
Aw, come on, Tristan.
But I will see if I can't get a cargo from Nisa, a previous employer.
Sure.
Since we do need a cargo to get us in there.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you guys...
So, Pat, I'm sorry, and I don't know... Let me know if this is off kilter here. But so since we've got somebody else who can give us cargo, which will give us our cover to be in the system, can we have Lenny give us some hacking, a hacking program or something to help with the actual hack?
Absolutely. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have each of you who are engaging a contact give me some kind of, they're essentially information gathering roles. So they don't have any, there's no like effect or, you know, they're not.
Except there might be.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying this is just a bit roll to see if you can get a hold of them and if they can help you. So I would say the most really consort would probably consort or sway.
I got that.
For everybody, yeah, okay.
And when I consort to gather info, I gain potency.
Okay, so you'll, yeah.
And then I'll sway to get Lenny on board.
Alrighty. So I'll have you each make either sway or consort who is involving content. So go ahead and we'll start with Doc.
Five.
Okay. Right. So, well, let's see here. Let me see what I have. There is a little... Hey. I know. Just a thing. All right. I'm going to slot you over this little mousy here, and then he will give you over a data chip. Slot this into their system. This will get you through their initial firewalls, and if this is like any other kind of cargo operation, we'll have your standard encryption, two or three levels of firewalls, but this should do you good.
All right. I do appreciate it, Lenny.
All right. So, Remy, who are you you're reaching out to?
I think I'll reach out to that dock master.
Okay. Alrighty, go ahead and give me your sway, I'm assuming.
Oh, no, it's consort, because I want the extra potency.
Consort. Oh, yeah. Okay, because, so that will... Okay, good.
All right, that is a 4.
Okay, so 4. That's good. And with your ability? Tekefa. All right, yeah. I'm trying to do it. Yes.
We should have written specific accents for all these people.
I know. Like, I gave this guy this accent. I'm giving them all their accents.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna abbreviate a lot of this.
This guy's from Northern Mexico. Go.
Yeah. I know. I think I can get you. Another fellow who's running operations here. He owes me a favor.
Much obliged.
Yeah, should be able to get you through the door. No problem.
Thank you, darling.
Alrighty, and Tristan.
Alright, looks like I'm rolling a single die.
Hey.
This is gonna be fun. Let's see. Here we go.
You, wait, are you hacking?
No, no, he's now? Just doing an information gathering roll. Consort, yeah.
Yeah.
Six! Hey, look at that. Alright, hey, Nissa. Tell me a little bit about Nissa.
She was a previous employer, so probably a dock master at one of the stations. Coordinates jobs for hauling cargo. Stays pretty much entirely on the up and up, but it's mostly smaller cargoes instead of the huge, you know, haul these 50,000 tons of farming equipment jobs.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. God, I have to get a shipment of, let's see, comm relays. Yeah, actually, I got a backlog of comm relays. If you can get them onto the Worthington, I know they're going to Alcata Sector, and I have some contacts there. I think you can unload them there pretty easily. Yeah, you know what? You got me just in time. Alrighty. Yeah, no problem.
Awesome, we'll pick them up.
I have them at the Ariata port within a few hours.
Well, I appreciate it.
So, you guys are coming in the engagement roll. Pretty good shape. Alright, so here we go. Going to start with one die for just as one die. Is this operation particularly bold and daring? I'm going to say, as on the face of it, is pretty standard. This was a vulnerability or weakness and hit them where they're weakest. Once again, I think that's you're going to either get one or lose one for that. But either can your friends and contact pertain aid or insight for this? I'm actually going to give you plus three.
Ooh.
The elements to consider. Perhaps lure two of them. Alrighty. So, yeah. So you will have four dice, but then I will take away one for tier. I'll take away another one for mystery reason. So that's two dice.
Ooh, mystery reason.
So I need someone to make me a fortune roll at two dice. Determine your opening position.
Dice yet.
Yeah, MJ, go ahead and
make me roll then.
I know. Historically speaking, this is usually not the best move, but...
No. Guys, no. All right. How many dice am I rolling?
2d6. Give me the highest.
We believe in you.
Shouldn't have counted on me, folks.
What did we get?
I got three.
Okay.
Woo!
Perfect. Desperate situation. Okay, so...
Nope.
I will tell you this. You do have cargo that you are able to use to Kefa's contacts... to get into the port station. And you have, using Lenny's assistance, been able to hack into the port computers. And you have been able to make that change, as far as you can tell. It looks like it's gone through.
I'm hearing a bump.
Okay, so I think you have everything in place, but when the log comes back of the ship, you're expecting to see the Worthington. But the ship coming in is not the Worthington. It's the Obadiah. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. I think that qualifies as desperate.
Oh, poor Muffin.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.